We return to Capitol Hill. That's where Army General David Petraeus is testifying before senators today on progress in Iraq. General Petraeus says he cannot estimate how many troops would still be there by the end of this year.
The U.S. currently has 160,000 troops in Iraq. There are plans to withdraw about 20,000 of those troops through July. Today, General Petraeus said he'll stop that drawdown this summer to assess security conditions.
And joining us now to discuss General Petraeus's testimony is NPR's Pentagon reporter Tom Bowman. Welcome back to Day to Day, Tom.
It's good to be with you.
Now, what did Petraeus say about when a decision will be made on further troop cuts?
Well, what he said is when you get to July, you'll have roughly 140,000 American troops there. And after July, he would like to have a 45-day pause to assess how things are going with security on the ground. And then after that 45 days, try to have a sense of when he can make a recommendation on further cuts. And he got into back and forth with Senator Carl Levin of Michigan and basically said he could make a decision fairly quickly after that 45-day pause, or it could take weeks, if not months, before he reaches a decision on whether to recommend further troop cuts. So the bottom line is you could have 140,000 troops, American troops, in Iraq right through the end of the year.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, let's listen to a little bit of that exchange with Michigan Senator Carl Levin and General Petraeus.
You're not using the term brief. Is that correct?
Sir, I'm not using the word brief nor the word pause. What I stated was a 45-day period for consolidation and evaluation.
Okay, Tom, it sounded like Senator Levin was a little confused. I'm a little confused. Is this a pause? Is it a drawdown? What's going on?
Well, I guess you could call it a pause plus, that you have a 45-day pause and then some sort of an assessment after the 45 days about when you can recommend further troop cuts. So the pause will last into September, and then we don't know after that, Petraeus didn't know, when he can recommend further troop cuts. So again, we could see 140,000 or fewer at some point toward the end of the year. Bottom line is the next president could inherit a force, American force in Iraq, of 140,000 troops.
Mm-hmm. And in general, what was the overall assessment today? General Petraeus and Ambassador Ryan Crocker, were they upbeat?
Well, I don't know if they were upbeat. I would call it a sort of a sober assessment. They said progress has been made. Security situation is better. There's been some political progress. More progress has to be made on the political front. And they said all along, there's no military solution in Iraq. It's really a political solution among the various factions. And I think maybe Crocker put it best. He said everything in Iraq is hard, but hard doesn't mean hopeless.
But what about the recent fighting in Basra, the spike in casualties for the month of March?
Right. That came up as well. The fighting in Basra. Petraeus admitted that the Iraqi forces went down there and engaged in fighting with some elements of the Mehdi army too quickly, that 1,000 members of the Iraqi security forces basically went to the other side. And there was concern about that from a number of senators, including Senator John McCain, who said he was disappointed that 1,000 Iraqi security force members basically, you know, went to the other side.
Mm-hmm. And speaking of John McCain, there was a lot of anticipation about what he has to say. And also later on in the day, we'll hear from the other presidential candidates as well who are there in Washington. And what did he say today?
Well, McCain said that he was a supporter of sending more American troops really for the past 2 or 3 years. So he was an early advocate of the so-called surge in troops. Again, they sent in an additional 30,000 American troops over the past year. Now they're drawing those down. So I think, you know, McCain was in some ways, you know, almost giving himself a pat on the back that he was right about this and that his Democratic opponents were wrong and that security has gotten better because more American troops are there.
All right. NPR's Pentagon reporter Tom Bowman at the hearings today in Washington. Thank you very much for joining us.
You're welcome.